Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. Daniel here again. What's up? It is the midday. Sorry, the midweek. See why I said it so confidently. It is the midweek. Yes, this is the seventh day. It is officially 1 week since September started and it has been beautiful thus far. I won't lie, it's been great. This week has been amazing. I've been productive, yes, I have been productive to a very good extent, and I love the flow of the week so far, and I genuinely want to see how well this week can go. Today, I'll be talking about something. Everybody has a thing or two to say about Gen Z's. Oh, Gen Z's are this. Oh, Gen Z's are that. Oh, Gen Z's do not have respect. Oh, Gen Z's. One thing or the other. Especially millennials. And most times you're just like, is it because we are like the last on the triangle or whatever in the order? Is that why we are always picked on? Is that why we get so much heat? But today we'll be looking at these things critically. What exactly makes people talk about Gen Z's? And there is one common trait that I'll be talking about that I believe cuts across, and that is the complacency level from the Gen Z generation. I have seen tweets, I have heard people talk about this, and to some extent experienced this complacency in the Gen Z generation. I am Gen Z too, so don't worry, I am not dragging my generation for the fun of it. There is this lackadaisical, okay, I'm gonna do it whenever I want to, however I feel like. Nobody's going to tell me when. Whenever I'm ready to do something, I am just going to do it. Especially in a formal setting. Yo, it does not make sense. See, I'm a young person. I can do. I'm a young person. Remember how I did? Methuselah was just known for his old age and period. You are not the first person to be a young person. Methuselah was also a young person. Young people are going to come long after you are gone. So do not use the "oh, I'm a young person" card to justify your bad behavior. Do not use your "I'm a young person, I'm going to do whatever I want to do and get away with it" to burn bridges. Do not burn bridges with complacency. Do not burn bridges with a lack of urgency, because it's sad, first of all. It's annoying, second of all. It's borderline unserious and irresponsible also. It does not give you a good look, because believe it or not, yeah, the things you do today are going to precede you. They will go before you in 2-3 years from now. 2-3 years is even far. 5 months, 2 months, a month, a week from now, people are going to remember that, oh, okay, this guy, he was the guy who was not very serious with a particular task that was given to him. And talking about tasks, when a task is given to you, and you know, oh, this is something that I do not have the bandwidth to handle, why not I say, okay, you know what, I really do not understand this task. Do you mind breaking it down for me? Let me understand it properly. No. Cricket silence. They go ahead, accept it. You go ahead to accept this task. And just keep mute once you've realized that, oh, this is something that I cannot do. What am I going to do now? Okay, I think the best for us to do is to not say anything, and then you do not say anything, and then when that task is required of you, like, I'm sorry, this was something that I could not do. I just didn't feel like doing it. Ah, yeah, that is something else that a lot of young people are very fond of saying. Oh, I did not feel like doing this thing. See, if it's a personal thing you're working on, you genuinely are within rights not to feel like doing anything. But if you're going to compete in the global marketplace, if you're going to compete in the commercial zone of the world, you have to always feel like doing stuff. You cannot not feel like doing stuff. You cannot just say, I'm going to do this whenever I do not feel like doing it now. Because guess what? There are deadlines and you do not have a control of how short or how strict these deadlines are. When people say, oh, okay, I need something in 2 days, or I need something in an hour or two, and you do not say, ah, okay, this is not something I can work with, it is assumed that you can deliver. Because, you know, sometimes they say, silence is consent. Sometimes, emphasis on the word sometimes. Emphasis on the word sometimes. In the context of what we're discussing now, silence means consent. I believe you understand what I'm trying to say. I am in no way connoting that silence in other situations where silence should not be taken as consent is consent. Hope you get me. Yeah, so these strings of behavior are stuff that I believe should stop. It should not happen over, it shouldn't continue. It has gone on for quite a while in a short period of time, and it really is alarming. So let's, you know, do better. Let's try to be better. Let's try to be more responsible young people, and I believe that the world will be a better place if we do that. Yeah. So I believe this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who also want to listen to this, please be sure to tell them how you got here. Until you hear from me, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.